The British government's controversial legacy bill is expected to effectively clear its final hurdle at Westminster around now. The bill will end inquests to troubles-related killings and offer a conditional amnesty to those accused of killings. It's been widely opposed by victims' groups and all of Northern Ireland's political parties, as well as by the Irish government. SDLP MP for South Belfast, Claire Hannah, joins us now from Westminster. Claire Hannah, thank you for talking to us this afternoon. So this vote is imminent and the outcome, I think, at this stage is fairly clear.
Yes, unfortunately it is. At the various stages of this debate, the government have sort of forced through their majority, and I have to say their majority of MPs, many of whom have probably never spoken to a victim of the conflict in Northern Ireland, and as with quite a lot of policies, it's more about satisfying factions within the Conservative Party than it is about achieving reconciliation and truth in Northern Ireland.
The effect will be to shut down very many inquests that have already been gone, isn't that right?
Yes, it essentially suggests that the door can just be closed and all of these things. And it's important to understand that this isn't about being obsessed with the past, getting this right. It's precisely the opposite. It's about getting this sorted for the present and for the future, because legacy issues are like a fog around a lot of things in Northern Ireland. But quite simply, you know, one party to the conflict, the UK government, can say, well, look, it's over because we say it is, people, and just that essentially this is about allowing elites in paramilitaries and in security services to move on, but it doesn't do anything for victims. So it shuts down the various quite complicated but different ways of redress that different victims could try to get, and it essentially ends all that.
So for those who've opposed this legislation, that includes all the political parties in Northern Ireland, this is right across the board, the families of victims, is this the end of the road?
Well, no, it isn't. And I think you're correct to say, I mean, we've challenged the Secretary of State and the Prime Minister if they can name one credible victims organisation that, or any victims organisation that supports this, and they can't. This is, it will be appealed, and it's worth putting on record. We believe that the government in Dublin do need to refer it to the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg, and we appreciate that is a big move, and in the context of improved British-Irish relationships, it's difficult. But this is a fundamental point, as I say, about if we're serious about a shared future and a shared present in Northern Ireland, and actually moving on and sort of dealing with the kind of bubbling up of snatches of information and loyalist paramilitaries still stomping around and Blythe up the Ra chanting. If we're to try and actually get a handle on that stuff and stop, you know, hurting victims, then this will have to be addressed. And that is the next step, legal challenges, including at Strasbourg.
Yeah, the families, it's open to anyone to take a legal challenge, but individuals would have to work their way through the UK courts, first of all, wouldn't they? A government such as the Irish government can go straight to Strasbourg.
Yes, that's correct. And unfortunately, and families are up for that, but you have to realise there are families that have been fighting this for decades, and they don't want to be. You know, they don't want this to be their life's work. So yes, individual families and victims will take cases, but that is a way to accelerate it. And that's what's so upsetting about this. Really, the legal challenges that everybody knows are coming, including the government, are just another way of drawing it out without actually getting into the work. And it is going to be a difficult time, Brian. You know, really ugly, rancid, sectarian things were done in Northern Ireland, and it's not going to be pleasant to go through them. But if you look at conflicts around the world, just saying, oh, let's just forget about that, isn't going to work. As I say, people will always want to know, even in generations to come, what happened to their loved one and why. And as I say, those victim makers and the paramilitary organisations and the security services will essentially get a blank check of immunity and will be allowed to tell the story in whatever glamorising way they want if this isn't addressed.
So your call on the Irish government, which has strongly opposed this and urged the British government to step back from this, you're saying the Irish government needs now to embark on the legal route.
Yes, we are saying that clearly. We've said that to the Irish government and formally and informally. We think that is a difficult step, and we understand the complications, but we think it's necessary.
Very good. SDLP MP Claire Hannah, thanks very much for talking to us. Back with more on the Taoiseach's visit to Israel and the West Bank after this short break.